Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Half Hit from Second Shift Brewing. Session Stout with Cinnamon. Now, we are into November, and I am ready to taste a whole bunch of stouts, a whole bunch of porters. I'm pretty sure if you went back and looked at every review in the end of October, beginning of November, I've said it every year. It seems like we don't see that many stouts, porters in the summer, which, okay, but still, why not people drink coffee in the summer? But then once we get closer to winter, into the fall, we start seeing them. So I am ready, even though I've been drinking them almost all year long with all my homebrew porters that I made. So I did pick this one up at Megabev, $2.49. Now the lady at the counter said this is a very good stout. And I said, are you sure? Because it says Session Stout. And she said, yes, it actually drinks like a stout and not a porter. And the funny thing is she said it's not like a Guinness. So that's kind of funny. 5% ABV. American Stout is what it has on Untappd. What is a Session Stout? It does say 5% on the actual label. I don't know. Lower ABV? You know, like a pale ale, a session pale ale, something like that. It's going to kind of be watered down, not as much hops used. So what is this lacking? The percent? The ABV? Instead of 6.5, did they make a 5? But as from what she said, it drinks more like a stout than it does a porter. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. That sounded kind of weird. See what we think about it. See if we can get a nice head on it. Yeah, I think that's gonna stay. Yeah, nice caramel in color. A little bit of chocolatey head in there. Pretty much all small bubbles. Finger of head, bubbles inside are compact like dish soap. Dark brown, it is not black. I wouldn't fault that though. I don't know. It does have a dark amber hue down here. I mean, you guys are gonna see it like completely black. I'm gonna go with dark brown, almost black. It almost looks like it has that brown hue. Let's go ahead and smell. I get like a standard stout, that roasted malt, kind of espresso coffee, almost burnt malt in there with cinnamon, like just a small layer of cinnamon, not like pour a whole, you know, pound of cinnamon in there. It does have a little spice, like a cinnamon spice. But nothing off the wall. Not like it's that cinnamon is used to just, you know, bring up the level of the stout, not be the main component of the stout. Let's go ahead and taste. It's definitely not on the dessert side. Kind of dry, kind of ashy, like almost burnt roasted malts in there. Darker coffee, darker chocolate. You get the cinnamon, but it's almost like it comes off as like a mint. Nice and smooth. Yeah, it's like there's a mint. It's like almost like refreshing, which is very weird. Aftertaste, like almost like the last sip of coffee, a little bit of like bitter coffee grounds in there, but not in a bad way. Like a semi-sweet chocolate, medium roasted coffee with some cinnamon. Nice and smooth. It kind of has that dessert style, like creamy, velvety in there. I like it. For this one, I would have to go with a 4 out of 5. I want more roasted malt. I think there's a little too much cinnamon for me in there. But I could see them using this in like a variant, putting more stuff with it. But yeah, I want more. I would almost say it's like a session, like it's lighter. The aftertaste as your palate warms up to it, it's not that heavy stout or that standard stout just sitting there. It's like lighter, but it's more potent than a porter, if you want to say that. So 4 out of 5. None of my friends have tried it. 244 people have checked it in. 3.76. So I am a little bit higher. With all the big ABV stouts out there nowadays, we thought a lower ABV, easy drinking, roasty session stout with cinnamon would be a nice counterbalance to help us get through this long winter. Cinnamon, roasty, light, clean, thin. I wouldn't say it's too thin. It's definitely thicker than a porter, but not as thick as a stout. Like, it's a session. I don't know how many session stouts I've ever had. Let's see if anybody said anything. Not sure I'm a fan of the cinnamon in this. I could see that. It could be overdone for most. And like I said, there's like a minty. And I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if that's just overdone cinnamon or if it's something else. And that's about it. So yeah, if you're into stouts, definitely one to pick up and try. We are into November, at least when I do this review. So yeah, it's time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.